This is undoubtedly the actual settle upon which Shakespeare sat whilst making up many of his most celebrated plays, although the actual surface with which the immortal bard must have come into intimate contact has long since been wore away by the penknives of vandals and other Philistines. Mind your heads, please, the beams is very low. The floor itself is the original flagstones, crisscrossed by cracks, no rugs in those days, just a sprinkling of wet rushes from which we get the well-known quotation, I tread on thee, thou rush, Taming of the Shrew, Act 1, Scene 3, line 126. This old copper warming pan is the very one which the great poet himself must have known and loved, and from which we get the celebrated quotation in which Nym tells Bardolph to go and put his face between the sheets and do the office of a warming pan on account of his red nose. Henry IV, Part 2, Act 3, Scene 3, line 243, fine pretty thing. Here we have an original joint stool used for carving the joint and then removed after everybody had been served, and thus we get the quotation used by Petruchio to Catherine in The Taming of the Shrew, Act 2, Scene 1, line 199, where he says to her, Away, thou joint stool, rather rude. Here we have your Elizabethan trencher of wood, hollowed out on the one side for your meat and on the other side for your pudding. It saves a lot of washing up, doesn't it? And from which we get the well-known quotation, A very valiant trencherman, much ado about nothing, Act 2, Scene 1, line 52. Mind your heads, please. The beams is very, very low. The upstairs consists of four tiny bedrooms, each named after one of Shakespeare's plays. All's Well That Ends Well, Much Ado About Nothing, Love's Labour's Lust, and As You Like It. Rather near the knuckle, isn't it? Mind your heads, please. The beams is very, very low. This is Shakespeare's father's best double bed with the original rush mattress. No springs in those days, you know. Mind you tighten the ropes or you'll soon find yourself on the floor. The original curtains are of linsey woolsey, the warp of linen and the weft of wool, from which we get the quotation, Thou speakest linsey woolsey, meaning neither one thing nor the other or double dutch. All's well that ends well, Act 4, Scene 1, line 13, fine pretty thing. In Shakespeare we have a very big heritage, which it behoves us all to keep bright and shining, and if he was to come back to Stratford he would get a big surprise, I can tell you, especially if he was to see these little busts and souvenirs which have been struck in his honour. Plaster busts are a shilling, bronze busts 2 shillings, and touchstone toasting forks 0.5 crown. Some people think of Shakespeare as a faraway being, living like a monk in a kind of a vacuum. But the number of rude lines in his plays shows that he was every bit as human as you or I, and we in Stratford realise him for what he undoubtedly was, a regular young limb, always ready for a lark, who remained a great big boy right up to the close. I sometimes wonder what we should do without Shakespeare in Stratford. The little plaster busts are a shilling, bronze busts 2 shillings, and touchstone toasting forks 0.5 crown. Many years of close and intimate contact with the immortal bard has encouraged my own humble muse to come forth from underneath her bushel. May I recite you my own modest rhyme from one of these tuppenny cards? Shakespeare, blithe bard of Avon, I feel I know thee well. I wish I could write as nice as you, but I don't suppose I ever shall. Still, there's no harm in trying, is there? Mind your heads, please. The beams is very, very low.